Hello. I've been trying to read or aiming at reading this story that's from the Mexican folklore in the early part of the 19th century. When I was a boy, some of us had heard the story, and we knew it well enough that we could even try to tell it to each other. Well, I grew up, and after I left the Navy, I settled down with my wife in Dominguez, California. And later on, when I found out that my mother-in-law, Chabelita, she knew the story, and she would tell it so beautifully. And then I found out that my compadre, Salvador Cavarrulla, who lived in Compton, he knew the story too, except that his was kind of like a men's version. It was kind of it would get kind of risque. Anyway, it has a long history in my mind, and somehow it's difficult for me to make myself read it, but I'm gonna give it a try. It's called El Perquito y Lupe Lemos, the little pig and Lupe Lemos. Well, a long time ago, probably around the 1900s, early 1900s, way out in the campos in Mexico, there lived this woodcutter whose name was Guadalupe Lemos. He and his señora, Wilona, lived in a little jacalito allá muy lejos de los campos, allá por las sierras madres. They had a little son. His name was Jose. They called him Pepe. He was 10 years old, and he was also real heavy. He was only 10. He was heavier than his father. But Pepe, like I said, was bien gordito, like his mother, because they just lived to eat all the food that Lupe would bring home. You could say that they had a passion for eating anything edible that's in sight. But Lupe, on the contrary, would consider himself fortunate to get at least something to eat. He was thin as a rail. Luckily, God had given him a body that was like a thick steel wire, which was good because you could get up every day at the crack of dawn and get ready and go out towards La Sierra, Los Montes, to cut firewood, leña, para cocinar, to keep warm. Everybody in those days needed firewood. So every day Lupe would go and cut down as much as he could carry on his back, all tied up, down to the mercado, where he could sell it to make enough pesos, centavos, to buy provisiones, the grocery, to keep himself alive and well, and to keep his wife Wilona, La Comelona, and Pepito, El Gordito, who weighed way too much. Lupe, he was always despairing because he could never save any money that he would need to be able to buy seeds and get connected to a good well and with water supply and could start farming and growing corn and chickens. And best of all, to raise pigs. Besides, in his dreams, besides the maíz, he could grow chiles and calabazas and tomates and pepinos and on and on. In fact, most of the time while he was hacking away, cutting the trees, chop them, make them to smaller pieces in a big bundle that he'd have to carry all the way to the pueblito. He would dream about how he could start us little by little, and he could become a ranchero and have people call him Don Lupe. One day, he decided he would go for the record in terms of number of pounds of wood that he could carry to weigh in, and sure enough, he had enough to buy not only staples, coffee, beans, rice, flour, but he also had enough that he could buy a soup bone surrounded by an inch of beef. Don Juan Alvarado del Valle de Gallinas se había quedado asombrado con el vio el peso de la leña que juntó Lupe, y cuando lo cuando le pasó el mercado para hacer cargo de la tienda a estilo de los ricos, ay Lupe, Lupito, esta vez te aventaste. Hace más de 10 años que no marcas cerca de 100 libras. Y vale más que te pongas que pongas algunos centavos en el banco de Alvarado. Lupe was, of course, thrilled at the thought of getting ahead in life, and more than anything, he had thoughts of slurping down el cocido de res hecho el cielo. So he goes off. Oh, in addition to that, Don Alvarado had given him calabazas and some corn for the pilon. So by this time, he was just anxious to get home with his precious bundles. But about less than a half a mile from Jacalito, he hears a squeal and sharpens his ears to realize there's a little puerquito in distress in an open field. So quickly he leaves his groceries on the ground and goes to round it up with the aid of a half ear of corn as bait. And sure enough, the bait worked like a charm, and he soon had the puerquito on his back, todo amarrado, bien amarrado sobre su espina, y todavía caminando como joven. He was so excited. As he neared the jacal, Wilona and Pepe heard the loud squeal of el puerquito. And he looked out the window. Mira, mamá, papá, trae un cochinito, gritó Pepe. Sí, gracias a la madre de Dios, parece que sí, dijo su mamá. Y los dos salieron corriendo afuera, avalando al hombre de bueno que sacrificaba su ser para darles de comer. ¿Dónde pudiste conseguir el puerquito, Lupito? Querido, le dijo su señora, le preguntó. Pues allá en el campo libre, aparentemente perdido de su hogar. Ay, fíjese nomás, le dijo la señora. La mala suerte de una familia nos tocó buena suerte a nosotros. Sí, mamá, voy a juntar los palos y papeles para hacer una lumbre para cocinarlo. No, no, no te molestes, le dijo el papá. Este puerquito lo vamos a engordar. Lupe told both of them to go back in the house and start making the soup. But they quickly went, forgetting about the little pig. And Lupe quickly dug a deep hole and put rocks in it as impediments, and then poured a couple of buckets of water to let the creature wallow in mud until he could bring him scraps of tortillas, de maíz, calabazas, or whatever was left over. Later, he would build a pen to assure that the pig would not escape as he had before. His hunger reminded him of the cocidos the cocido that had already started boiling in the house. So he rushed home, eager to make sure that he would be there when the food was cooked, so that he would make sure that he would have enough food to fill him up, too. When the soup was done, he poured four portions of it equally for himself, his wife, and his son. And he put a portion aside for his porquito. So, Lupe, although he was undernourished, each day he would set higher goals and weighing in enough to continue buying corn and cows and flour for tortillas de harina, manteca, huevos, and other consumables to have scraps for el porquito. And the little piggy grew each day. And each day when his father would get home, he would shout, "Apa, apa, ya, ya, ya está bien gordito el porquito. ¿Cuándo vamos? ¿Ya no es tiempo ya para cocinarlo?" "No, amiguito, vamos a engordarlo más." "¿Cuánto más?" Le dice. "Pues hasta que empieza a sudar, a zurrar grasa." Pues un día el muchacho estaba barriendo en la yarda enfrente cuando se encontró una peseta. Y pronto fue corriendo a decirle a su mamá, "Mamá, mira lo que me hallé. ¿Me dejas ir al pueblo a comprar un dulce?" La mamá empezó a pensar. Y después le dijo, "No, mira, ¿por qué no vayas mejor a comprar una vela?" "¿Una vela? ¿Y por qué?" Vas a ver, ándale pronto." And so the little boy went and returned with a medium-sized candle. I'm making this, this is first chapter. It will be continued.